It's Tuesday, and I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we have talked about things like making sure that you had enough resources, storing up. We've talked about inflation. And now we're going to talk about something that looks like it's on the way.
Yeah, Randy, we've been pretty good when it comes to helping people prepare for what's coming. You know, part of living a money smart life is not only managing the times that you're in, but being able to have some sense of control over your future. And one of the things that people in the United States have to understand is there is a business cycle. Now, for a lot of young people, they really haven't experienced the business cycle. But a business cycle is inflation, recession, inflation, recession. That's the way it works.
Okay.
So this time next year, based on all the economic indicators, even though we're going through a serious period of inflation right now with very low unemployment, this time next year, the economy will be in recession. All the forces are pointing to that. They're global events. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates, mm-hmm. which is going to have a seriously cool down effect on the economy. So people need to be aware of it. Now, here's what you do. Plan for it now. You know it's coming. Plan for it now. And then once you plan for it, execute your plan. So here's some of the things you can plan for.
Okay.
When a recession happens, you can look for opportunities for entrepreneurship or investment. You know, crisis creates opportunity for the prepared. So be prepared. Delay major purchases now. Things are high. It's inflation. So if at all possible, delay the purchase because prices will lower during the recession. This is especially true of housing. Right now, housing is extremely high. But once this housing bubble busts, and it will, because of interest rates, mortgage rates are getting much higher, home prices will come down, so it might become more affordable for some people. The next thing you need to do is build reserves. Now, that's tough to do in an inflationary environment, for sure, and it requires discipline and vision, but you want to try to build your reserves now so when the opportunities arise, when the recession comes, you'll be able to take advantage of it. And the final thing, Randy, I want to encourage people to do, even in this inflationary time, knowing that we're in a business cycle, knowing that there's a recession coming at some point in the future, is make sure your emergency fund is fully funded.
Right.
That's the surest thing you can start doing now, and that'll give you some cushion that you need to protect yourself when we're all buffeted by economic storms.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we can get all kinds of information from your website, which is moneysmartlife.org, and also on the YouTube channel by the same name. Mansa, thank you as always.
Thank you.